because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Brad Forbes Show. This is a live broadcast, Sunday, May 6th, the year 2007. Again, we are live here at Republic Broadcasting. And if you'd like to contact me, I'll give you out my email right up here at the beginning of the show. It's flektar@yahoo.com. That's Foxtrot, Lima, Echo, Charlie, Kilo, Alpha, Romeo, @yahoo.com. Flektar. Like to hear from you. Also, my snail mail is Flektar, P.O. Box 1353, Newberry, that's N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y, Florida, 32669. Again, P.O. Box 1353, Newberry, Florida, 32669. Got a full show lined up here. About the contact, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. And I'd like to encourage the listeners to go to republicbroadcasting.org, check out the different sponsors, the different advertisers there at their web banners. Also, RBN is offering a satellite, complete satellite system for the free-to-air satellite transmissions, such as Republic Broadcasting, as well as just a host of other free programming. These dishes are a small dish, much like the Dish Network or the other television providers that have the small dishes, and it has a little receiver like a home stereo or CD-type, DVD-type player. And these things are pretty easy to install. In fact, I installed one myself. I had never installed a satellite dish before. I followed the instructions. I set the thing up. I mounted it. No problem at all. And if you do run into trouble almost everywhere across America, you can go to your Yellow Pages and find a satellite installer. And for a reasonable fee, they'll come out and make your adjustments if you need to. Again, I didn't have any trouble with my system. And I encourage everybody to go to republicbroadcasting.org and check out the little picture there. You can't miss it. And it's really the way of the future to go with the satellite. Brings it right into your home in stereo, and it's booming. So check that out. And again, check out the different advertisers and sponsors, republicbroadcasting.org. Show some support, and if you like what you're hearing, and you know, tell other people how to hear it and where to hear it, and show some support to the advertisers, and let the advertisers know, hey, I'm calling you because I read about this or I heard about this at RBN. I hear the music. We'll get into everything on the other side here.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into the Brad Forbes Show. It is a live broadcast. This May 6th, year 2007. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. It's a worldwide toll-free call. I'd like to hear from you. I've got an article here in front of me from the Gainesville Sun, dated Wednesday, April 25th, year 2007. And it's from the commentator section. And the Gainesville Sun is primarily a very liberal newspaper. And I stumbled onto this article. The author was Thomas Sowell. Hope I got the name right, Thomas Sowell. An aftermath of the 1960s was the idea of society's guilt. The idea spread like wildfire that whenever you were lacking was someone else's fault. Someone recently said that the mass shootings, such as those at the Virginia Tech or Columbine High School, are largely a phenomena of the 1960s and afterwards. If so, these tragedies can be added to the long list of disastrous consequences of the heady notions and extravagant rhetoric of that decade. What was there in the 1960s vision of the world that could possibly lead anyone to consider it right to shoot at individuals who had done nothing to him? Collective guilt is one of the legacies of the 1960s that is still with us. We are still seeing a guilt trip for slavery being laid on people who never owned a slave in their lives and who would be repelled by the very idea of owning a slave. Back in the 1960s, it was considered deep stuff among the intelligentsia to say that America's society, all of us collectively, were somehow responsible for the assassinations of the Kennedy brothers and Martin Luther King. During the 1960s, the idea spread like wildfire, that whatever you were lacking was someone else's fault, society's fault. If you were poor, whether it at home or in some third world country, you were one of the dispossessed, even if you had never possessed anything to dispossess you of. The urban ghetto riots that swept across the country during the 1960s were all blamed on society. This view is formalized in a much-hailed report on urban violence by a national Blue Ribbon Commission headed by Governor Otto Kerner of Illinois. President Lyndon Johnson likewise blamed urban violence on social conditions, saying, "All of us know what those conditions are: ignorance, discrimination, slums, poverty, disease, not enough jobs." This sweeping and heady vision made it unnecessary to stoop to anything so mundane as hard facts, which would have included the fact that urban riots struck most often and most violently when and where this collective guilt vision prevailed. Southern cities were at the time discrimination and poverty were more pronounced than in the rest of the country. We're not nearly as often as hard hit as cities outside the South. Detroit, which suffered the most deadly of all the ghetto riots in the 1960s, with 43 deaths, had an unemployment rate among blacks of 3.4%, which was lower than the national unemployment rate among whites. Chicago, where Mayor Richard J. Daley was not buying the liberal guilt trips of the time, was one of the few big northern cities to escape the wave of riots that swept across the country in 1967. The kinds of mass urban riots that occurred all across the country during LBJ's administration became virtually unknown during the 8 years of the Reagan administration, which projected a completely different vision of the world. But then as now, facts often came in poor second to heady visions and sweeping rhetoric. If other people are somehow responsible for whatever is lacking in your life, lashing out at random against individuals who have had done nothing to you personally can sound plausible to many people. Whether or not the latest mass killings at Virginia Tech were a result of medically verifiable insanity, there have always been insane people, but there not have always been mass killings with the frequency we have seen since 1960. And this is where I really appreciate Mr. Sullivan's penmanship here. From this point on, I mean, he makes a lot of really good points prior to this, and I want to go back to a couple of them, but pay particular attention. Nor is gun control the magic answer, as often suggested by the same kind of people who believe in collective responsibility instead of individual responsibility. Since murder is illegal everywhere, why would someone who is unwilling to obey the law against murder be willing to obey a law against getting a gun, which is easy to get illegally? One of the many hard facts that get overlooked by those impressed by visions and rhetoric is mass shootings almost invariably occur in gun-free zones like schools, workplaces, or houses of worship. When has a mass killer opened fire on a meeting of the National Rifle Association or fired on a group of hunters? Instead of banning guns, maybe we should rethink 1960s dogmas. I think Mr. Solver makes some very strong points that, you know, to answer his question, when has somebody opened up on a group of hunters? Well, I can think of a time when a foreigner opened fire on a group of hunters up in either Wisconsin or Minnesota. So that has happened, but in that case, it was squelched rather quickly. I mean, a gunman, a shooter like this, a trench coat operator, you know, doesn't really want to wade into a gun show and try that game that they try at these schools at a gun show. Or, like he says, at a National Rifle Association meeting. I mean, you know, it would be suicide. And these cats intend to commit suicide, but they want to have some big numbers before they end up getting it. They wouldn't get their big numbers. Anyway, like the guy says, gun control is not the answer. But he makes a point back at the beginning, in the middle of the article, that the kinds of mass urban riots that occurred all across the country during LBJ's administration become virtually unknown during the 8 years of the Reagan administration, which projected a completely different vision of the world. Now, that's kind of interesting, because what kind of vision is George Bush projecting to Americans and to the world? A vision of global terrorism? A vision of America not being in able to even defend its airspace? Almost a vision of helplessness rather than of, you know, of national, of being the powerful country that we were in the 50s and 60s. We've been reduced to, you know, please take off your shoes and hold your hands up before you, you know, hold your arms out before you can get on an airplane. Little old ladies having their bags tore apart and searched. You can't carry a set of nail clippers on the airplane anymore. Meanwhile, our borders stay wide open. Come on in, boys. Have a free job. Have some WIC. Have some welfare. Bring all your people with you. Bring your diseases with you. We don't need to check you out to make sure you don't have tuberculosis or polio or any one of the other hundreds of diseases that are out there that could easily be kept out of our country just with simple screening. If you want to immigrate to America, we're going to require a blood sample. Anyway, you know, like he said, during the Reagan administration, I remember those years. Reagan did project a warm, fuzzy, feel good all over image of America. Like JFK, you know, I mean, the image that was projected, whether that's the way it really was or wasn't, really isn't the point here, as Mr. Soles pointed out, that the New World Order, the international banksters with their lackeys like George Bush, they create how you think through the different mass media, news articles, and what they allow you to see and don't allow you to read. Don't want you to think outside the box, or, you know, we want you to be focused on global terrorism, Reaganomics, the Clinton years. Weren't the Clinton years fun, you know? But the other interesting point about this is that when I read this, you would think that, you know, the impression that Mr. Sowell gives you is that this article was written by somebody that would be I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, type up Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. Take a look for yourself. I mean, folks, this article was penned by an African-American. This wasn't penned by some radical right-wing extremist guy. You know, some member of the Klan or the Nazis. No, this article was penned by an African-American. I hear the music. I'm going to pick this up a little bit more on the other side. Stay tuned to Republic Broadcasting.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into the Brad Forbes Show. This Sunday morning, if you'd like to call in and discuss the article or anything else for that matter, you feel free to call in at 1-800-313-9443. We were discussing Mr. Soule's article about the aftermath of the 1960s in regards to the mass shootings that we've had. And he makes another... You know, I mean, these points aren't something that's like, well, this guy just discovered this. But when he talks about that there's always been people with in psychological problems, but we've not always had these mass shootings. You know, through history, there's always been a bad apple in the batch, if you will. There's been serial killers and different things through the years. But why is it it's been the last 20, 30 years that you've had school shootings and these mass-type shootings? And why weren't those kind of problems back in, say, the 1930s? Could it be that criminals don't fear the law anymore? The electric chair isn't fired up enough? Or is it that we've allowed so many creeps to move into the country. Just, I mean, if you're not checking people, if your borders are wide open, then what kind of people are you really getting that's coming in? I mean, who knows? Just, I guess, leave it up to chance, right? And everything will be okay. Well, I don't believe that. I think that we should have immigration laws. I think that people should have to go through a set of standards to be able to come here. That, you know, medical standards. That if they've got diseases, we don't need them. Well, why bring on a responsibility like that to have to take care of somebody? Education. Why not require a certain amount of education with a person to be able to speak our language so that they can read and write and know the traffic laws, be able to read don't walk or right turn ahead, you know? I mean, to just let somebody come in that can't even read our language? I mean, folks, somebody needs to do some thinking about these things. I mean, just the simple things. One other thing that Mr. Sowell points out in this article is the fact of how it's easy to trick people with heady visions and sweeping rhetoric, and how that they can easily influence people that are uneducated to burn their own houses down, to go out and commit acts of violence against other people. The white guy had you in slavery. It was the white guy that did this to you. You should lash out at him. And to think that you're going to benefit from this? Again, it's easy to trick the uneducated, the knaves, the ignorant. And you can trick them with this, as he calls it, heady visions and sweeping rhetoric. Big ideas, big plans. You know, you always hear somebody say, oh, such and such, he had big plans. Right. Sort of like Roosevelt had big plans. And all the other talking heads and politicians ever since then. Sweeping, how is it again? Heady visions and sweeping rhetoric. Just turn in your guns and we won't have any more of these shootings. I mean, does that fall under a heady vision, or is that more like sweeping rhetoric? Folks, I mean, we've got to start waking up. And to read an article written by an African-American that is definitely to the right of center on more than one point. You know, folks, this is the kind of articles and the kind of authors that we need. It doesn't really matter what race you are, what background you've got as being an American. You need to stand up to the plate. You need to become active, to show this kind of article to people, for black people to be able to take this article and show it to other black people. Say, hey, look, here is a different point of view other than the one that Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson's putting out. One that maybe makes you think a little bit. The collective guilt. Seems like there's a big dose of that going around. The Holocaust. There's a big dose of collective guilt. They put it on to the German people that they did all this. They put it on to the American people that we didn't end it quick enough. Now they're saying that we should have bombed the wire, the fences around these different camps to free the prisoners. Right. We can't even get it right with smart bombs today. With laser-guided smart bombs, we can't even get it right. And we blow up hospitals, hotels, women and children. I hear the music, folks. We'll pick this up on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into the Brad Forbes Show here at Republic Broadcasting. I give out my email again. It's flektar@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to call in and discuss this article with me or something else that you've got hot on your mind, then call in numbers 1-800-313-9443. It is Sunday morning. I'd like to hear from you if you have a minute and give me a call. We've been discussing an article by Thomas Sowell. And again, if I'm not getting his last name right, I do apologize. He is a writer for Creator Syndicate, which was, I guess, included into this Gainesville Sun Wednesday, April 25th edition. And my hat's off to Mr. Sowell. He, pretty good article there. I have another article that is kind of in a different direction. Mr. Sowell brings up some points about the shootings and how they're going to try to use that for the knee-jerk for gun control. Now, here's a different article that the author wants to take you into a different direction. This is a little bit more what I'm used to reading into the local papers, the propaganda, the brainwashing, if you will. It's out of the Chief One Citizen, which is a local paper here in Florida. Chief One Citizen, Thursday, April 26, 2007. And the article's entitled, "Excuse Him If He Tends to Be a Little Klannish. Noted Writer Stetson Kennedy Reflects on Triple K Infiltration," by Jenna McKenna. She's a contributing writer. Stetson Kennedy was in town recently to talk about his old friend and fellow folklorist, Marjorie Kennan Rawlings, at the Writers' Conference held each year in her honor. More than 100 attendees turned out for his early morning engagement. Somehow, though, the conversation kept turning back to his experiences infiltrating the Triple K in the 1940s. Kennedy throws a long shadow as the author of The Klan Unmasked and The Jim Crow Guide. The latter had to be published in Paris by renowned existentialist author Jean-Paul Sartre because no stateside publisher would touch it. You know, possibly because of lack of, anyway. Kennedy grew to a legendary literature stature as one of the collectors helping to document stories and folk life in Florida during the late 1930s. These collections, now part of the Library of Congress collection, have been the foundation of much of modern American literature. Right, the guy that they wouldn't publish his book, they're going to put him into the Library of Congress as an official record. Anyway, I'm not going to devote a whole lot of time to the whole gist of the whole article as a whole, but let me skip on down here to where Kennedy said he had posed as a traveling encyclopedia salesman and reluctantly allowed himself to be persuaded to join a Triple K chapter. Denied entry into the armed forces during World War II due to a back injury, he said he would investigate injustices at home instead. Well, I can't go fight in the war because of an illness or, let's see here, denied it because of a back injury. He would investigate injustices at home instead. Well, you know, folks, my grandfather was denied into the armed forces because of his age. He was too old. And he was pretty mad about Pearl Harbor and what he thought at the time was a Jap sneak attack. So my grandfather went to work for the railroad. Had his own business. He closed his business up. He went to work for the railroad. I'll work for the war effort. I'll help get the tanks from Detroit to Los Angeles. Because I want to support the troops overseas. And that's what I'm going to do. But anyway, I guess he thought that it would be more important to investigate the injustices here at home. During his tenure with the Klan, Kennedy said he would attend meetings and then report the location attendance, including all the names of the local businessmen and passwords. Washington, D.C. journalist Drew Pearson would read the minutes of the meetings on his weekly radio show, which was broadcast nationally. At the same time, the secret signs provided by Kennedy were worked into the scripts for the Superman radio show that then aired on Sunday nights, providing the details for the Superman versus the Ku Klux Klan storyline. The sign would be something like Native, and the countersign would be Born, said Kennedy. After the broadcast, every kid in America knew all the Klan passwords. Membership, recruitment, and racial violence, he said, plummeted as a result of his covert reporting. Well, I wonder if this was before or after the bombings in Birmingham. I mean, this was back in the 40s, and the bombings in Birmingham were anyway. Klan members and leadership, however, were enraged. After he testified before Congress, Kennedy said Klan leaders put a bounty on him for $1,000 per pound. Even before that, his personal peril was incredible. At one meeting, he reported hearing the Grand Dragon say of the infiltrator, "Let's catch the rat, and I'll guarantee he's hung." "Well, I'm happy to say he never caught me," said Kennedy. One listener asked whether he recalled much from his interviews with Rosewood witnesses. Kennedy said the most amazing thing to him was the thoroughness with which the town of Rosewood was erased. I was reminded of the statement by the perpetrators that nothing was ever going to live in Rosewood. Not a human being, nor horse, nor cow, nor dog, nor cat, nor chicken. And apparently that's the way it still is. He said he intended to post a reward in the Levy County papers for information leading to the location of the mass burial site there. Kennedy said that the United States continues to have a great problem with what he called racial domestic terrorism. I would say that Al-Qaeda never had it so good in Afghanistan as the Klan has it here in the U.S., he said. He cited examples of the use of tax codes, articles of incorporation, interpretation of gun laws as meant for terrorist organizations to flourish, and called for government officials to pay closer attention. You know, come on. Never had, you know, the Klan never had it so good as Al-Qaeda. I mean, and this whole thing about Rosewood. Rosewood was a little community in Florida between Gainesville and Cedar Key. And Cedar Key is down on the coast, and it's Rosewood's probably about 10 miles off the coast back from Cedar Key. And back during the 30s or the 20s, there was an incident where some lady in Cedar Key had been raped, and somebody said that it was a black male that they saw do it, and such from out of Rosewood. Well, the marshal went out to get this individual, and somebody shot the marshal. The marshal went back to town where a posse formed, and they went back out, and there was a gun battle, and the person they went out to get was shot, as well as a couple other people. That's the story that's basically told here locally, and that a bunch of the black people that lived in Rosewood were scared, ran through the woods, caught the train that was headed out of there, and got on the train and left. Nothing about a mass burial site. First I'd ever heard of it. I've been in these parts for over 20 years. I know local people that have been here all their lives, their granddaddy, their great-granddaddy, all of that. They were around when this stuff all happened. I never heard of a mass burial site. Now, if this guy is the kind of investigative journalist that he is posing to be, he's, you know, testifying to Congress, and his works are being put into the Congressional Library, but he only intended to put an article in the paper. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll go on the record as saying I will post a reward of $500 myself, right out of my pocket, if anybody can take me to the site of the mass burial site. I mean, you know, I'll go on the record. And in fact, this week I will go to the Chiefland Citizen and I will take out an ad for a reward for information leading to the mass burial site at Rosewood. Because, folks, there is no mass burial site. This guy, Stetson Kennedy, is a hoax. He's the type of guy that would have you believe that they killed millions of people in Auschwitz and burned them all in 24 hours. Folks, this is the propaganda. This is the mind wash here. They don't want you to read articles by Thomas Sowell. I'm surprised it was ever printed. Had he not been a black guy, it probably wouldn't have been printed. If I would have wrote the article, I doubt it would ever have made the paper. Now, Jenna McKenna, she writes this about this cat, who he would have put an ad out, or he intends to put a reward out. And this right here, and I quote him as saying, I was reminded of the statement, and I quote, I was reminded of the statement by the perpetrators that nothing was ever going to live in Rosewood, not a human being, nor horse, nor cow, nor dog, nor cat, nor chicken. And apparently that's the way it still is. Well, folks, I can't even believe that they would even print this in a local paper. because I drive through Rosewood going to Cedar Key to go fishing. And, folks, I'm here to tell you that there's cats, there's dogs, there's chickens, there's people. There's some guy that stands on the side of the road and rakes his yard and waves at you as you go by. But if you were an outsider from somewhere else and you read this article, you would think that this town was burned down, people were chucked into a big hole, covered over, and forgot about. Absolutely not the case at all. They've even made Hollywood movies about this Rosewood. Documentaries. And they use guys like this Stetson Kennedy for their information and their background info. Technical support, and based on a story written by Stetson Kennedy. As if it's a fact. Well, this guy wrote it. He was there. He talked to the perpetrators. He infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan. He was a traveling encyclopedia salesman, and the Triple K just opened up their arms to him and brought him right in. Yeah, right. I mean, anybody that's even traveled to the South knows how clannish it is. And I don't mean clannish with a K, I mean with a C. Much like moving into Amish country. Well, you think you're going to move into an Amish community and they're just going to take you right on in like you've been an Amishman for your whole life? Those people aren't that way. They're clannish. This is just total hogwash. Poor reporting. And again, I'm on the record as saying I will post a $500 reward. Paid in cash. Federal Reserve notes, you know? Because I'll never have to pay it. It's hilarious. It's just like the mass burial sites at Auschwitz. Where are they at? How come the soap disappeared out of the Holocaust Museum? Afraid of DNA testing? But yet they want us to have this collective guilt that we should feel sorry for these poor Jewish people that were burned millions at a time in Auschwitz. We should feel sorry for these black people in Rosewood that are in this mass burial grave. All thanks to the it was all uncovered thanks to the hard work of this Stetson Kennedy. I mean, he stopped the Triple K single-handedly. Folks, it's time we start waking up, do a little bit of investigating, do a little bit of soul-searching, some thinking, as Mr. Soul points out. Who would ever think about taking a gun to a National Rifle Association meeting? So if that's the logic, then why isn't it the logic that we have our teachers armed, our preachers armed, our citizenry armed? Imagine that. Wow, what a concept. If everybody had a gun, boy, it'd sure make it hard to have a mass shooting, wouldn't it? And what if every one of these people that had guns were trained in how to use them? Much like we take home economics, why not have marksmanship 101? Because, folks, they don't like the idea of armed citizenry. Armed citizenry tends to have a way to deal with tyrants. Take people's guns away, you take their liberty teeth away, then you can tell them what to do. You can feed them all kinds of hogwash, and if they don't like it, you tell them tough. You can tell them anything you want. And you'll never hear the article from Thomas Sowell if they would have their way. That would be considered hate speech. even question the idea of collective guilt. To even question the idea that there was ever a Holocaust. See, they want that collective guilt to be so bad on you that you will say, how can he say that? How could he even question that there was a Holocaust? You know, what is he, an idiot? Think about it. They've got you so tricked that you either think that it's so outlandish to question it, or that I must be some kind of a creep for saying it, that I'm insensitive to these poor Jewish people that were tattooed and gassed. I hear the music, folks. We'll get this thing closed out and wrapped up on the other side.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Republic Broadcasting here on Sunday morning. And again, if you'd like to contact me, my email is Flektar, that's Foxtrot, Lima, Echo, Charlie, Kilo, Alpha, Romeo, at yahoo.com. Or you can snail mail me at Flektar, P.O. Box 1353, Newberry, N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y, Florida, 32669. And again, I'd just like everybody just to kind of think about the collective guilt and the fact of when you watch a program, a news article, a news program, whatever, what is it that they're trying to get you to feel like? What is the overall feeling being projected? Is it a healthy one? Is it a correct one? And pick it apart, folks. And when you find something, a good article like Mr. Sewell's article, share it with others. Share it with the opposition, if you will. People that would oppose freedom and liberty here in America. And those that would say that we're off base, if you will. And again, show your support for the RBN. Check out their website, republicbroadcasting.org. Again, republicbroadcasting.org. There's some great deals up there. Check out that satellite system. That is like Father's Day's coming up, Mother's Day, you got any holiday, birthday gift. You know, somebody that doesn't maybe see things the way you see it, go buy them a satellite dish. Spend a couple coins on them. Help them set it up. Maybe you're a sick relative. Set them up a satellite dish so they can get RBN piped right into their home. Make it easy on them. And again, you can check that out at republicbroadcasting.org. And I encourage everybody to become active and participate in this process we have here in America with our republic. We've got elections coming up. We've got the Congress in session, the Senate. Go to their websites. Look at all the bills that are coming up. I mean, it's unbelievable, folks. It's a full-time job staying up with this. And we've all got to do our part. We've all got to stay busy. I mean, if we don't, they're going to take over. I don't think it'll happen. I think America will rise to the occasion. The only way it's going to happen is for each one of us to get up and stand up and be counted. Let everybody know how you feel on issues. Shout it out. Let your congressmen and your senators know how you feel. Don't just go to the slaughter without even speaking out. Get up, say something. Let them know, folks. There's more of us out there than what you think. And each one of us can make a difference. And that is a fact. And I hear the music coming on, folks. Again, thank you for having me into your home this Sunday morning. Stay tuned to Republic Broadcasting. Good day.